Well, let me try and answer that in a roundabout way. It's actually quite a long time, isn't it? It's about 30 years. At one stage in that time, when I belonged to Bupa, which I don't belong to now, I went for a short time. I had private. I actually went to see the big man in charge of everything privately, and that was wonderful because, in a way, it was like going back to see Dr. Nabarro, who, incidentally, I saw in the National Health. There was no private, nothing private about Nabarro, but this was actually seeing a man for half an hour, three quarters of an hour, at a time when I chose. With agreement with him and not having to queue or anything like that. That was quite marvellous in a way, but it didn't really make any difference to the treatment. And the normal treatment is, going to the place and waiting. Now, as you know, in Oxford, it's a new hospital, new clinic, marvellous new clinic, and I go there once a year, only once a year. And I wait and I see not always the same doctor, but that doesn't matter because they all have my notes and I know most of them by now, and they all know about the problem, so it doesn't matter seeing a different man at all. The only thing about it, which needless to say, is to do with needles yet again, but not really due to fear of needles, is the fact that I have very thin arms, and as the years have gone by, my arms have become more and more unwilling to have the blood taken out of them. And so this has been sometimes difficult, and I've had to find ways of doing this. And my way of dealing with this actually is to go to Montgomery House in Bicester before, where there's a very nice woman who knows about my arms and knows that she can only get the blood, probably only get it from the top of my hand. But I mean, even that now doesn't hurt because it's a tiny, weeny little needle which goes on the top of your hand and the blood comes out. But blood testing has been a gradually more difficult thing for me. But simply because it's hard to find the vein. And it's quite amazing how some people are better than others. There's one GP at Bicester who just gets the vein and can get the vein, the vein which is apparently useless. He can get blood out of it, whereas other people can't. But that's just a side issue, that.